Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, folks, you may have guessed, I am not well. I am ill. I am coming to you with sore throat, blocked nose, disturbed rumpa, but I am in a happy, happy mood. I hope this is this kind of voice. I hope this kind of tone. I hope this kind of vibe is kind of sexy. You know, that's what I've aimed for. I've medicated myself, so I get this kind of sexy kind of, hey, shenara. I hope you're good. I hope you're having a good week. It's now Tuesday. It's March the 1st. Where did the year go? Where did it go? That's maybe next month people start saying that, don't they? Get to like April and they're like, oh, seriously, where did this month, this year go? Happy March to you. March the 1st is St. David's Day, I think, the Welsh Day. So to all my Welsh homies, Gundagada Hidaga. I find that language incredibly amazing, the Welsh one. They, if you read, you can't even read, it's just full on. Yeah, to the Welsh, I hope you have a great day. If you've never been to Wales, you should go. It's quite an amazing place. The Welsh, this might be a massive stereotype for me, but the Welsh are some of the maddest people I've ever met. They're the kind of people, the Irish have got that as well, but the Welsh are there. The Welsh are kind of, go on then, buddy. Take your trousers off and run up and down the road. And he will, you know. They've got that kind of mentality, and I love that for them. It's quite amazing as well. There's a big bridge. If you go from England to Wales, just as you're coming into like Newport and Cardiff, I think there's a bridge. And the last time I went to Wales driving, it cost something like, I think it was like 90 kroner or something to just take a car across, but it doesn't cost anything coming back. So it costs to go in, but if you want to get the hell out, it doesn't. So there's a little tip for you. Go to Wales, enjoy the people. They're proper mad. I spent many gigs there in Cardiff on like a Saturday night in Cardiff. Basically, think of a war zone. Think of all the soldiers wearing like no clothes. Think of men fighting. Think of women fighting. Think of men crying. Think of women crying. We actually had a time in Wales, in Cardiff, when I saved a woman. That's right, I saved this woman. She was really, really drunk. I walked her to a taxi. The taxi wouldn't take her. So I took her to the police. The police didn't want to take her. And then she was hungry, so she had some chips. She then was sick. I didn't know what to do. I didn't want to leave her. And then me and my friend, we took her to the police again. And the police said, hang on a second. Is that you, Ivy? And she was a police officer. And she'd lost her bag. So she'd lost her ID. So they'd found the bag, found the police ID. And they were now going to look for her. Which was kind of amazing. Because they really didn't give a shit that we'd done a good deed. But that's life, isn't it? that is life, you know? You don't, I'm on the aspirin inhalers. I'll be honest. I'm struggling with the chest. Yeah? I have a bit of asthma. So this week, what's happened? It's been Wales Day, and then it's been Oscars. Anyone stay up for that? Good on the Swedish actress won. Viklanda, was it? She won an award. Kind of cool. She got told she wasn't good enough for drama school, acting school. So she went off and won an Oscar. Stick that up your rumpa. Which would be quite awkward if you did. It's quite a funny shape, isn't it? Definitely be a hospital visit. So good on her. A lot of that kind of thing, isn't there? There's a lot of people turned down for things, you know. The Beatles, they were turned down. They were called the... No, they were, I think they were still called the Beatles, but they said they weren't good enough. U2 weren't good enough. I've seen a lot of comedians be told, mate, you're just not good enough. And they've gone on to bigger things. But Leonardo DiCaprio won. The bear got nothing. Spoiler alert. Hashtag spoiler alert, picture. You can't give that away. I'm sick, that's why, you know. I'm sick. I think I've been ill now for about 8 years. No, well, how old are my kids? 5 and 2, right? So, yeah, I've been ill for quite a long time. I think the kids, they come home from doggies and they've got like a little briefcase. They're like a little doctor, you know. They just go and open and they go, oh, okay. They kind of hit the test tube and they go, this will do. And they give it to you and then you're ill for like 4 years. So I've been very ill. But fair play to the kids. They have not, you know, they have not been ill. They've been ill as well, which helps when you're an adult at home looking after sick kids, you know. So I've had the two of them at home and I've been ill as well. Actually, to the point where my daughter tried to climb over the top of the balcony, and I said to my son, little Gubin, I said, don't let her do that again. She's not allowed to climb up over there. You've got to tell her if you see it. Or else if she falls, she'll die, right? I'm very dramatic, you know. And he said, oh, that's not good. I said, why is that? He goes, it's not good to have dead people around the house, is it? Classic. So they've been ill, but on Sunday we went to a barn kalas. Fifan barn kalas on a Sunday. What are you thinking? Are you trying to ruin my life? Yeah. So we had a barn kalas, didn't we? It was quite nice. It was not many games. Just there was tacos and there was 3 cakes, torta. That's all that happened. And there was adults there. And I'm not very good at mingle. I am not Dr. Mingle, you know. I can make a jingle, but I ain't Dr. Mingle. Put me in a social situation, I will just sit in the corner, right? That's picture in the corner. I'm not very good at it. I don't talk very much at all. I just pretend that I'm following my kids around to make sure everything's okay. So I think I was there for like, because my wife was away. She was away in Luleå. So I just was on my own chasing 2 aggro hobbits around. Fury Frodo, we'll call him. Breaking shit and me just apologising. And then, food. And then on the way out, they gave a bag of, they give bags, you know, like a, you've been to the party bags, which is quite Swedish as well. Very kind of Svensk kind of attitude, isn't it? You know, here you go. Here's a bag. And in the bag was possibly the biggest bag of goodies I've ever seen in each bag. So Sunday night, 6 o'clock, I am fighting the children not to have any goodies. Basically, it's like a, you know, those lion, those old school lion tamers with the chair, you know, holding off the lions. It was like that. I didn't have a whip. I don't use the whip. Not on a Sunday. And then they broke me. They broke me. The lion won in the end of the day. The lion was king. They opened the goodies. And we were awake till possibly 10 o'clock with the ultimate sugar rush. I actually said to my son, because I was watching football, I was watching Liverpool versus Manchester City in a final, a cup final. And I said, if the red team score here, you can stay up for another 30 minutes. And they scored. And my son lost his shit. He was running around like he was the biggest fan of all time. So that was kind of fun. I was going to talk about Leo, wasn't I? DiCaprio. Cool. Good. Good. I enjoyed that. I didn't enjoy the film. I don't think it was his best ever performance. But I'm happy he won because I think he's a really, really good actor. So let's not give it for the Bear movie. The most depressing, negative kind of movie. Let's just give it for what it was. It was good. And he's good. So what else happened? What else has been happening? Yeah, that's one thing I've been watching a lot of. Kids TV. Kids. Fifan. TV. Tamashen. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That kind of thing. The Moron Show. There's a guy called Marcus on Bully Bumper. Fifan de bra. Connects with children. There's some kind of children's presenters, you just find them really crap and weird, but he is amazing, man. He's brilliant. He's like Prince of children's entertainment. Like, you cannot respect him. You cannot like him, and he'll always entertain. And hopefully he's a little bit strange like Prince. But yeah, I watched Peppa Pig. Peppa Pig, you seen that shit? Peppa Pig is an English program about a pig called Peppa, pink little pig with Mama Pig, Papa Pig, and George. George is into dinosaurs. George is a bit of a dick. But Peppa, I mean, to be honest, Peppa's got a bit of ego issues. But it's very funny in English. The characters are very funny. I think there's one, Miss Rabbit. It's all animals, really. I don't really get it because the fox and Miss Rabbit, you know, that kind of wolf. You know, surely the fox is all over, would kill the rabbit. But then they do translate it in Swedish, not as good. It's like the movie Zootropolis, have you seen that? Kind of translation, not so good. But anyway, if I knew the language, I would be a lot better. But I'm not, I'm an idiot. Talking of idiots, did a show on Saturday. I was at Nora Brunn, which I believe to be, in my head, the best comedy club in Sverige. I think it's a great club. I think it's because it's built on tradition. Everybody knows what it is. I mean, there's better set-up gigs and fun places. But, I did Nora Brunn. Was doing quite well. I was on for like maybe 5-6 minutes. Then all of a sudden I just looked to my left. And there was a lady just standing there. Like the ghost. The heckle ghost. And I was like, you're right. Still the gig was going on. Then she said, and I could tell. She had that kind of, that face that had drunk just a bit too much. You know that one that your face, you forget where your face is, your facial expressions are slurred as well. They're kind of, And yeah, she didn't know what the hell was going on. So I spoke to her. I said, "You're right." Then she said this weird thing. She said, "I'm Swedish."
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I was like, okay, well, that's good because you're in Sweden. And then she said, why are you here, right? Now, I don't really know where that came from, right? Why are you here? It sounds incredibly, let's be honest, it sounds incredibly like, why the hell are you in my country, okay? But I don't think she actually meant that, or I'm just naive, okay? I think she was like, I think she was just frustrated. I think she was just a bit angry. There was rumours that she'd had an argument or something with someone. So she was a bit angry. And then she gets, and I'm kind of, and I celebrate Sverige, you know? I'm not negative towards you beautiful little ketchup lickers of Sverige. Ketchup lickers? What does that even mean? I think the Ypres is kicking in. The ketchup lickers of Sverige. It's true though, if you get a korv and bread and you give them, if you give a Swede, put ketchup on the korv, they will lick the top of the bottle. That is a fact. That is a fact. It's proven everywhere you go, even if you're in a different country, a Swede will open the lid and just lick the top. It's a disgusting habit. Or is it just my wife? That does it. She's not a disgusting habit. If she heard that and thought I'd called her a disgusting habit, I think she would write a contract for my death, right? And then she'd go, here, take this pen. And then I'd go to put my hand down and she'd stab me in the hand. I think, here's how good of an actor Leonardo DiCaprio is. In the scene Django Unchained, I think he got punched, didn't he? Didn't he get punched? Or he hurt his hand, and there was blood on his hand, and that wasn't part of the script. And then he wipes it across his face. That is an actor, right? I'm not an actor. Leo is an actor. So anyway, this woman got up, and then a deal fucky, right? I know that sounds like a swear word. It's not. He's a comedian. He's a friend. I actually do a football podcast. If you love football and you just want to hear my voice for longer, I do a football podcast as well called Swedish Football Mafia. It's on Acast. Listen to it if you love football, okay? Or if you love me. And if you do love me, I love you back. Big time. So he like, no one really did anything, kind of quite Swedish, you know. Even Swedish security doesn't get involved, you know. So this woman's there. Very difficult, as a comedian, to get someone away from the stage without physically moving them. Do you understand? Like, without kind of grabbing her. So a deal came up with this quite amazing idea. He just grabbed his phone and he was just showed the phone to the lady and was like, here, look at this. And she followed the bright light. It was like a rabbit going to their death, seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. So, yeah. So if you're in any kind of situation like that, you know, yeah, don't give up. Viklander, she never gave up on acting school. Leo didn't give up on acting school, okay? So if you ever think you're not winning this, get your phone out and just get them to follow the phone. You know, maybe you're on Tinder. Maybe the happiness isn't coming. Maybe you're not getting the swipes. I don't know how it works. Keep trying. Use the phone. Use the light. See the light. But that's quite weird with heckles and stuff. You know, a lot of people in who enjoy comedy, who that is one of the questions you always get asked. What's the worst heckle you've had? I saw one once in Belfast, in Northern Ireland, at the Belfast Empire, which is really full-on gig, and this guy shouted right from the back. You actually stand. There's not many seats in that gig, and someone shouted at the back, "You're shit," and the comedian said, "Well, I'm not, am I? Come here and say that." And he walked all the way down. Took him like 3 minutes. And then the crowd kind of opened. It was like a, you know, like a boxer going to the ring. And the people just opened up. Like Moses opened up the Red Sea, if you believe in the Bible. And then he walked right up to the front. And he said to the comedian, "Yes, you are shit." Right up to the front. I mean, that's what life is like sometimes, you know. I did a gig in Bahrain, right? One time I did a gig in Bahrain, and it was for expats, you know that word, expats, who you meet an expat in a place like Bahrain or Dubai, and they just tell you how shit, like, you know, if they're British or New Zealand, their country's just going to shit, but they love it. They love talking about it. So I'm doing the gig, then this guy comes up with a pint of Guinness, right? And he gives me a pint of Guinness. And I say, "I don't drink." And he says, "Come on, mate. You're from New Zealand, buddy. We're both from New Zealand. Drink it up." And I go, "Nah, it's cool." I said, "I'll put it here," right? As he turns around, I give the Guinness to the woman in the front row, right? There's a front row, there's a woman, the closest person, basically. I give her the Guinness. He gets back, and then he gets told by his mate, "Oh, you know what he did with the Guinness? He gave it to Alice, your ex-girlfriend." Fee-fan! So he's now a bit drunk. He's thinking, "Oh, that's shit." So he comes back down, grabs it off Alice. Alice stands up, friends have to grab her, full on heckle, and it all came from me giving the Guinness away, but to be honest, it came from him being a fuckwit, so, you know, but there are gigs, you know, where you don't even need a heckle, you know, I do love heckles, I love them because they can move the gig on, you know, it can be like a boring conversation, and it can move it on a bit, you know. Sometimes you don't need it. I was in Ipswich once, and you know when you hear, you know, silence, okay? You know when you hear, this is a silence, okay? That's silence. It was quieter than that when I was on stage. They didn't hate me. They didn't give a shit about me. But they, like, at least if, like, sometimes you can lose the room, right? And they can start talking, and it's chaos, right? It's like you're trying to announce the winner of a prize, but people don't care, you know? Kind of, or, you know, imagine going to a Metallica concert and then getting up, and halfway through the concert, you tell people that someone's left their lights on in their car. People don't give a shit, right? They just, you know. So I just hear this kind of noise of I just hear my sneakers, my shoes, just squeaking, basically, just kind of, and nothing, like, no, and I can hear them eating, so I can hear the, like, I could just hear, not, no, that sounds like speech, but, no, it was just people eating, and it was awful. And when you come off a gig like that, when you come off a show like that, people just want, they don't look you in the eye. You got eyes, but they don't look you straight in the eyes. And they just go, okay, so how are you going to get home? You know, like that. It's so bad. It's like you've seen it at, you've seen the future or something like that, you know? It's awful. And, you know, some gigs, you can be so in the buzz of it all, you know? Like, I've done some tour shows, which I just, you almost forget that you're doing them because you're having so much fun. But this gig, for me, it was almost like I had, like, a kind of out-of-body experience, you know? It sort of was like I was a drone, a comedic, sad horror show drone, just watching myself die on stage. Which leads me into my gigs this week. I've got a few gigs coming up. On Thursday, I'm in Gothenburg, March the 3rd, Gothenburg, in a comedy club called Chita. T-J-O-T-A. It's not Huita, is it? Nay. T-J-O-T-A. If you want all the details, just go to my website, lpitcher.com. 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 And you can see that, yeah? You can see that if you look at, yeah. That is the Thursday gig. The Friday gig is sold out, I believe. It's sold out. Pitcher is sold out. He's the Kanye West of sold out Norland gigs. I'm in Högakusten. Högakusten is a hotel there, and I'm doing a one-off show there. Last time was mental. Last time was fun. So hopefully you can join me on that. If you're not joining me, I understand because it's sold out. And then on Saturday is Västerås Comedy Festival. I'm on at 22. I am in a package show, so just come along and watch that. The big news for me is I'm working really, really hard on making the recording, the live recording of my show, which is April the 15th and 16th. I have a warm-up April 1 and 2 in Uppsala, so I will do the best of there. But on April 15th, April 16th, I record my best jokes. So it's not a new show, okay? You're not seeing, it's like the greatest hits. Obviously, I'm a fuck knuckle, so I'll be adding new jokes, but it's not, it's for a TV recording, right? So it's going to be recorded. It's going to be my best of. So come along to that. You can get your tickets at alpitcher.com, alpitcher.se, alpitcher.doodoo, excellent, co, UK, alpitcher@mordor.nz, and ticknet.se. I hope this has been fun. I don't really remember it. I am medicated to the Maximus. My name is Maximus, and I'm medicated. I'm a doctor to a murdered prescription. I hope you've had fun listening to this. It's good, isn't it? It's alright, isn't it? Gets you through the day. Cheers you up. Like right at the moment. How are you feeling? Nice little giggle on you. Nice little smile. You're feeling good. And that's how it should be. That's how life should be. You've been bloody brilliant as an audience. Feels like that one in Ipswich. and all I could hear was me. But I haven't had an out-of-body, I've taken a lot of drugs to keep me well, but I haven't had a lot of out-of-body experiences. But who knows? Who would have thought Leonardo DiCaprio would have won? Who would have thought a Swede turned down from an acting school would have won? Who would have thought that heckler thought she would win? I tell you who the winners are. You. Because you're not ill and you're not at home watching friggin' Peppa Pig. I'm Peppa Pig. Take care, folks. Have a great week. And I will talk to you soon. This has been episode 27 of FIFA and the Out Pitcher podcast. It's just me and it's just you. And I think that's my new catchphrase. It's just me and it's just you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.